Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock here on AM 1220. The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And if you were listening in the last half hour, I had the opportunity, privilege, and the honor to be a part of Pastor Lutz's program in the last half hour. And so I thought that I'd return the favor and allow him to sit in with us here on this half hour. So we actually planned this in advance, but we were
Where do wanting, I send the check to?
We wanted to talk a little bit about the election, kind of look back on some of the things that happened there. Last half hour, we actually kind of took a diversion talking about the red heifer, and we're going to be talking about that more next week on the program. I'm sure Pastor Lutz will as well, because if you were listening, the red heifer sacrifice ceremony that I think I'd mentioned a couple of weeks back, that they were looking at doing it around Passover, which was going to be later in April, they're actually looking at doing it this month on the 29th, 30th, that time frame, which is very interesting. That's a week, just a week away, and a week and a day away. And so I asked Pastor Lutz, I said, if anything happens, you'll have to join me on our Sunday night program on the 31st, and we'll see what happens. If the rapture takes place, he can have the program. But but Pastor Lutz, thank you for letting me be on with you in the last half hour, and glad you could be with us here today.
Well, thanks for having me on. I always appreciate you, Pastor Al.
I appreciate it, and it's nice, and of course, many of our listeners, Pastor Lutz is certainly no stranger. You've heard him filling in for me many times, and it's always a blessing to have somebody. I have to be nice to him now, but it's always nice to have somebody that I can trust that when he sits in on the program, that I don't have to worry about he's going to say something weird, say something unbiblical. He's going to stick with the book, and he is going to be delivering something that will both be Christ-honoring and edifying to you. So I'm always privileged to be able to have him with us. So thank
Likewise,
you for
brother.
Thank you so much. We were talking about a number of things, and in between when your program ended and before we got started here this afternoon, I was mentioning about how we were talking about the red heifer and how that, you know, we think about it, the red heifer picturing Christ. We get focused on the political and the here and now, what can man do and what can government do, but in reality, it's what can Christ
That's
do.
Right.
And I think having this red heifer was a good reminder that it's Christ that makes the difference.
Amen.
So we're going to get started here. Reminder, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can listen to past programs there. You can listen to our Sunday night programs. We've got our 10 o'clock hour or 11 o'clock hour on from 10 till midnight every Sunday night. You can listen to our Friday programs, and you can listen to past programs there. There's some articles and things there. I've got an article there about the empty tomb and showing some evidences from the Scriptures of why we can be confident the tomb was empty. And so that's all at livewithpastoral.com. And I'm going to put some other things. I've got some other things I wanted to put up. What day was Jesus crucified on, and why the word Easter is an appropriate name, because it literally means resurrection, and it's a reference to the Christian celebration of the resurrection of Christ. And so that's all going to be on livewithpastoral.com. But in the meanwhile, let's have a word of prayer. We'll get started here. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity we had to be on the air today. Pray that you continue to bless, use us for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, segueing from the red heifer into the elections.
Word association.
Yeah.
Blue 22.
Blue 22, red and blue. Hey, you know, I just thought of something. You know, we look at the conservatives as the red side. They're Republicans and all. You know,
that's true.
They're with the red. No, not there. But just, you know, you can make coincidences about everything.
Yeah,
We were talking about the total eclipse coming up that's coming through the area on April 8th. And we were talking about the seven Ninevehs that it's supposed to go over.
Yeah.
And at least two of them aren't even under the
they're not even anywhere near it.
One's in Virginia. Yeah. One's in
New York.
In New York.
Southeast corner of New York.
They're not even under the eclipse.
Yeah.
It's like people
and you
kinda,
just credit yourself. You know, you had some credibility, and then you just like saw some other ones. Oh, it's going to be over.
And we'll just throw there's an Nineveh. Yeah. We'll just throw a few in there. Nobody will look it up.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get caught up in too many of those things, but. You know, as we were talking about, we look at some of these things, and that thing with the red heifer does remind us that God ultimately is in control. He has given us some free will. He's given us some leeway, and we have certain responsibilities, and he allows us to do things. It's not everything is not scripted like the Calvinist says, where every single thing that happens, God decrees it. God has a free will, or gives us a free will. I always say it's kind of like walking a dog across the field, and you're starting in one corner of the field, and the dog's walking with you. Sometimes he runs ahead, sometimes he runs behind, sometimes he runs to the left or the right, sometimes he runs in circles, sometimes he lays down, right. Sometimes he digs in a gopher hole. But eventually, he's going to get to the other end of the field with you. You, as the master, has made the plan. This is where we're going to go, and we're going to get there. But the dog does all kinds of things on his own.
Right.
Sometimes even things you don't want him to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But eventually, he winds up where you want him to be. And I think that's what God's doing with us.
Amen.
I think that helps
that's good analogy,
understand
yeah.
things. But, look at this that's happening with the election. We wanted to talk about some of these things, and I hope and pray that it becomes a moot point because the rapture takes place. But we have no guarantee. We don't know the day nor
the
hour.
We have the guarantee it's going to happen.
Yes.
But we don't have the guarantee of
the time that I will know when it's going to happen is after the fact.
That's
right. Hindsight being 2020, I will know when it happened. And at that time, we will know the day and the hour. But right now, we do not know the day and the hour.
Right.
And we get excited seeing what God is doing, but we also know that we're still in the world, and we need to pray for our leaders. The Bible tells us to. And as we think about these things and we think about what's going on in the world around us, it's easy to get overwhelmed. And that's where I'm glad we did have that discussion about the red heifer in the last half hour, because it reminds us. We get overwhelmed and we see what's happening on the political scene. We look at current events and the world affairs, and we get overwhelmed and we forget that God has something to say about some things, and that we know who is going to win in the end. You know, we may be challenged at times, but we know who's going to win in the end, and we're still instructed in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in the first two verses there, where Paul writes, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." And, you know, we can't do that effectively if we don't get involved and we don't know what these people are doing and pray for them. But thoughts there?
Well, a couple things. One, fret not when evildoers prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 37, commit thy ways to the Lord, you know, rest in the Lord, wait on the Lord. I mean, I preached about truth recently at the church. You know, what is truth? Pilate says. Pilate was not asking a question. He was making a statement, a declarative derogatory statement, like, what is truth? Mm-hmm. And he comes to Jesus after he finds out, don't mess with this guy. And he comes and he says this, speakest thou not unto me, knowest not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee. And I love Jesus's answer because it is the same answer you and I can claim and confidently hold, which is Jesus says, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. What he's saying is nothing's going to happen outside of the Father's control. So we don't work from a position of fear, worldly fear, earthly fear, but we operate from a position of faith, right? No, this is what God said. Nobody in the government can do anything to you unless God allows it to happen. I remember going into the prison a couple times, And I would say, is there anybody here that is not supposed to be here? They're wrongly charged. In all the times going in, one guy raised his hand one time. He says, I got set up. And I looked at him. I said, you said you're a Christian, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, I'd start preaching, brother, because obviously God has you in here for some other reason, mm-hmm. because his determinate counsel, nothing happens to us outside God allowing it to happen for, right. we don't always understand the purpose or his plan, but we know God is good in all that he does. And I think,
right.
boy, if we can just settle that, I'm not happy with what's going on. You're not happy with what's going on. Frankly, Cuyahoga County was a disappointment once again, even in the general or the primary, which is, like you mentioned, it's just the parties picking who they're going to represent in the fall.
Right.
But even then, it was still not a strong showing looking at the numbers of people that came out. I hope you're not, people, if you're listening, I hope you're not putting your faith in government, putting your faith in what's going on, the governors and those things, because your trust needs to be in the Lord.
Yeah. And we do need to pray for them, but ultimately, like you said, trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out something that even though we didn't get everything, maybe not see all the results that we might have liked to have seen, we did fare better in this election than we have in some of the past ones. I'm thinking August
statewide,
and November.
Yeah,
August and November, we had some losses, you know, as far as Christians are concerned.
Yeah.
And in the pro-life movement in particular, a number of losses, of course. Remember in August, August was the special issue to raise the bar up to 60% for amending the Ohio Constitution, right. because we knew what was coming in November right. was a massive move by the left, and really it's a satanic move. Somebody coined it one time and said it's the spirit of Moloch. Remember, they would sacrifice their babies to Moloch so they could have prosperity and such. It's the same thing they're doing with abortions,
sure.
sacrificing these poor, innocent, unborn children so that they can have their own prosperity.
Yeah.
And it's really sad when you think about it. It's a spiritual battle. But there's several things that happened that led to the defeat of Issue 1 in August and the success of Issue 1, which put abortion on demand up until the last minute into the Ohio Constitution. And that was a little over a year ago when we saw the coup in the Ohio House, where Derek Maron, a godly man, who, by the way, I believe won, he's not going to be back in the Ohio House, but he has won the primary. He'll be on the ballot in the fall to go to the U.S. House. I hope he gets there.
Yeah.
Godly man, his dad was a Baptist preacher, and the Republican caucus had already met unofficially to elect him as the Speaker of the House in Ohio, and they had a whole slew of conservative, pro-life, pro-family, pro-God, pro-country, you know, God and country type legislative agenda that was in store. The Democrats, of course, and, you know, there may be a godly Democrat out there somewhere. I don't know why they're come out from among them.
Yeah.
I'd be doing. But,
that's a difficult thing. There's a lot of conflictions there.
Yeah, right? But you know, they got together and they were able to woo 22 Republicans to join with all of the Democrats. They led a coup and they kept Derek Maron from becoming the Speaker of the House, and instead we got Stevens.
Yeah.
And Stevens, one of the things that he was to do was to help defeat that amendment to change how we amend the Ohio Constitution to make it harder, which makes more sense because the U.S. Constitution is much harder to amend. Most of the states are much harder to amend. In Ohio, all you need is basically 50.00001% of the vote to amend the Constitution. And so that was put off until August. A lot of people were upset with that. It should have been done this time or May of last year during the primaries, and that would have probably kept the abortion amendment from succeeding in November.
Right.
And see, the left, for whatever reason, I think it's that satanic spirit, that spirit of Moloch, that has just simply invaded the Democrat Party, that they have to have the ability to kill unborn children up until the point of birth. And so they fought and they did this, and you had 22 Republicans that joined with them. Some of them did not seek re-election. Some of them are term limit out. Four of them were soundly defeated. One in particular, I want to mention, John Cross.
Yeah.
He was defeated. His competitor, Ty Matthews, beat. He had 65.85% of the vote. That is a huge win over Cross's incumbent Cross, 34.15% of the vote. And I think that was a sound rebuke. John Cross lied about Matthews, saying he was pro-choice because he had made some remarks about being, you know, you should be able to choose whether or not to be vaccinated. And he said, see, he's pro-choice, implying supported abortion. And John Cross has not been kind towards Christians at the State House. And there's just something about that individual. He's like a bully. He really is. And I am glad that he's going to be gone.
Yeah, that is. There's just, I've met some politicians, even one running, I think, for the senator. There's just around them, you're just an uncomfortability.
Yes.
I don't use the word aura, new age stuff, but there's just something there. Like, man, this guy, you know, this guy's a politician.
Yeah.
This guy has no underlying principles that establish him, or the principles he does do not identify what we would believe as conservative ideals and values. And yet they're representing themselves as these Republicans. And I think that's kind of the idea with the 22, right? I mean, they here's where we are. And then you join up with the Democrats. I mean, look at what's going on in the national platform right now.
Yes.
I mean, you've got, again, this bill's going to pass. Do you have any doubts this bill's not going to pass, this omnibus bill? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. They don't want to shut the government down in an election year.
So ultimately, what does this boil down? The abortion thing? It's exactly what the Lord talked about in Proverbs chapter 1. Their ways are so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. And you look at Proverbs 1, it's funny because I believe Solomon, he says, well, this is the purpose of Proverbs. And then he goes right into, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Mm-hmm. And in there you have redistribution of wealth. You have, you know, what does the grave take? But we want you alive. I mean, you're watching the elitism, everything right here. And he says, don't go along with them. But the whole point is, it's all about greed. I mean, you're talking about, you know, I gave you that list of things. The Democrat put this out. I mean, the things on there, they're adding back in rescissions that they took out in the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible what's going on. And it's all about the money. And whether it's, I think it's local, state, it may manifest more in the national elections, but state elections as well, it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. It's not about principles anymore. It's not like Joshua said, you know, turn neither to the left nor to the right. So don't go too far to the right, or you're going to get out of balance. Don't go too far to the left because you're going to get out of balance. But do what's right. That's what the whole implication is.
Mm-hmm.
If we just did what was right, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. But because this guy comes up with money, I'm so glad the Soros prosecutor got shellacked here in Cuyahoga County. That was a good
thing.
Very
good.
Mike O'Malley, you know, which we'd look at as he's a Democrat. But he wasn't as bad as the other guy was going to be, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and sometimes that's what you're hoping for, somebody who's not as bad as what you could get.
We're in a sad point right now. I think what's happening is the moderate has a tremendous advantage right now. This is why probably RFK Jr. is doing better than what most would think, is because he's more of a middle of the road. What he said, the same thing like Rappaport won District 11. And he says right on his website, though I've changed the party, they left me, I've not changed my ideals.
Mm-hmm.
So we would sit there and say, well, that's not conservative ideals. But he won. He won in District 11. And hindsight, he's probably going to be the best one to go up against Chantel Brown, who is going to be a very formidable foe. I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but when I met her a few weeks ago, two things. One, she stood up for Israel. There were a bunch of Palestinians.
Which is rather interesting, too, because, see, where I'm at in Summit County, we used to be in that district. Yeah. They redistricted. We're now in the 13th district. And I remember when Chantel Brown won, I think Nina Turner was her opponent.
I think it was
in the Democrat primary before. But yeah, I mean, she has been someone who has voiced support for Israel.
Yeah, because there was a group of Palestinian people. That, I mean, yes, they took over this
in that district.
They took over, you know, this town hall type thing right away, and she said, "Listen, we'll start talking about that when we start talking about the release of the hostages," which I thought was good. The second thing that she said, you know, liberals are anti-gun. I mean, until they get shot at a funeral.
Yeah.
She was at a funeral at her church on the east side, get shot at. She says, "I don't want you to get scared, but I carry."
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. You know, I was about the only one. I clapped. I was the only one clapping in the room. Like, oh, okay, you carry. You know, and I went there to give her a Bible, by the way, not going to support her. But you know, that's my district. I have to, that's who I have to reach out to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have the luxury of a conservative district, but I'm going to do the same thing. But what I'm saying is, that's people. She's down to earth. People like her. I don't like her policies. I think she's dead wrong.
Well, she's been a lot more personable than Marsha Fudge ever was.
That's right.
I used to joke that Marsha Fudge always went through our district when she was driving down the highway down 77. She never stopped. Right. She just drove through it. But but we need to pray for these people. And we're running out of time here. There's so much to talk about. I was going to say we have a major election coming up now in November. And this past Tuesday, we chose candidates to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
And of course, Biden won by 87% or so, and against a guy by the name of Dean Phillips that challenged him here in Ohio, who had about 13%. In as far as Republicans go, Donald Trump had nearly 80% of the vote, which means that nearly 20% went to others, primarily Nikki Haley, but even that wasn't that much.
Right.
Which shows, like you said, little dissension there. But we do have time, a little protest may. But something that come back to in Ohio, the undecided, the undeclared, or the independents, I guess you want to call them, unaffiliated, outnumber the Republicans and the Democrats combined.
Right.
And in addition to that, a large part of Ohio's electorate is now younger, and that's who the majority of these unaffiliated people are.
Yeah.
And so we need to have messages that resonate with them. And I really do believe if a candidate is going to have a biblical stance on most issues, it will resonate with people, because this book resonates with people, doesn't it?
It sure does. Now, in your experience, and you're a little closer to this than I am, but do you sense that the young people are more drawn to one message or another, even though they don't want to commit to left or right, Democrat, Republican? Do you think that they're, well, you know, we're going to reject both those messages? I mean, what do you think?
I think that there's a universal desire for security.
Okay.
And I've said in the past sometimes, when one party runs a candidate that's Santa Claus, and the other party runs a candidate that says, we're going to roll up our sleeves and start working.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times younger people are going to gravitate towards that. Traditionally, when younger people began marrying, especially when they began having kids, they begin moving more to the right because they realize now there's more to life than just partying. But see, this is something that we are seeing. You're starting to see people not marry, not have kids.
Yeah.
And this is a concern. And this is where we as Christians need to be promoting the gospel message and promoting that biblical worldview, because we can reach some of these young people, because they're in this almost hedonistic lifestyle and they're being encouraged to stay there. Don't go out and get a job. The government will take care of you.
Yeah.
We'll provide home for you. We'll do this. We'll do that. Just go and enjoy life. But then it becomes vacant. Remember Solomon, wisest man in the Bible, had everything he wanted. But he said, all is what? Vanity.
Yeah, vanity.
Because ultimately, it's empty. It's empty. And that's where I think we need to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do. I mean, I'm glad to see Bernie Moreno, pro-life candidate, won. Yeah. Challenge Sherrod Brown, the pro-death candidate in the fall.
He's got to go. Sherrod Brown's got to go.
He's got to go. But I think we as Christians need to not lose sight of the fact that we've got to reach people and show them there's more to life than just who's sitting in that Oval Office
That's right.
at the end of the day, or any office. But John Lutz, thank you for being on the radio with us. And again, do you have a website for your church?
Northcoastbaptist.org.
Check that out if you're out on the east or the east side of the west.
You did
side.
It again.
The west, the east side, coming up with Pastor Risnacko. But thank
That's
you.
That's right.
And check us out online live at PastorAl.com. Thanks for being with us today. And don't give up. Keep praying. Keep battling. And God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.